Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. I'm sure you look forward to a party every year to celebrate your birthday, and you know exactly when that is. These days, birthdays are very carefully recorded, but that wasn't always true. No one knows exactly what day or year Scott Joplin was born. The first time Scott Joplin's name turns up is in the 1870 census. The census is the official head count that the United States government takes every 10 years. According to the census taken in July of 1870, Scott Joplin was 2 years old, which means he was born in late 1867 or early 1868. No one's really sure where Joplin was born either. It was probably in Northeast Texas. Joplin's father was born into slavery in North Carolina. His mother was a freeborn woman from Kentucky. Both of them were musical. Joplin's mother played the banjo and sang, and his father passed his love of the violin on to his children. When Joplin's parents separated, his mother supported the family by cleaning houses. In one of the places she worked, Scott was allowed to use the piano. After Scott Joplin taught himself to play, a local piano teacher offered to give him some lessons. Julius Weiss didn't just teach Joplin the piano. He also taught him about different musical forms and how they were put together. As a teenager, Joplin started traveling, first to Missouri, where he played piano in saloons, and then to Chicago, where he led a band and played cornet in it for the 1893 World Exposition. Then, Joplin went back to Missouri, to a town called Sedalia, where he published his first piano rags. Instead of letting someone buy his pieces outright for $25, which was what publishers usually did, Joplin arranged to get royalties, a small payment, for every copy sold. That turned out to be a very smart move when Joplin published the rag he named for an African-American social club in Sedalia, the Maple Leaf. One of Joplin's pieces was based on something he'd seen at home in Texas, a train wreck that was staged on purpose by a railroad official with the interesting name of William Crush. In Joplin's Great Crush Collision, you can hear the whistles of the approaching trains. Somehow, between working as a pianist, singer, and bandleader, Joplin also found time to take classes at George R. Smith College, an African-American college in Sedalia. After that, he moved to St. Louis, the hotbed of ragtime music. At the St. Louis World's Fair of 1904, Scott Joplin played the rag he called the Cascades. By now, Joplin was more interested in composing and teaching than in performing. He kept on moving, eventually winding up in New York City. Even though he was famous for his popular music, Joplin really wanted to be taken seriously as a classical composer. He wrote two operas. The first one was about Booker T. Washington, author of Up From Slavery, being invited to dinner at the White House. Unfortunately, that opera is lost. Joplin's second opera is Treemonisha, about the daughter of former slaves.
Marching onward, marching onward, marching to the lucky room. Marching onward, marching onward, happy as a bird in June.
Scott Joplin earned the nickname King of Ragtime Writers. Next week on Classics for Kids, I'll tell you more about ragtime music. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for more Classics for Kids.